It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Reports with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by brand new socks and drawers. The real way to a man's heart. Thanks, baby. And get your sister news. Tamar Braxton of the reality show Braxton Family Values and sister of singer Toni Braxton has been in the news quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. Well, over the weekend, they say the girl fell out doing a show in Las Vegas. Some say it was health issues. Others say it was just a stunt. Now, Tamar can be quite flamboyant and has a seemingly fake ghetto demeanor. Now, rumor has it that Tamar got the news that some real ghetto girls from Glass Manor had purchased tickets and they were not happy with her performance and wanted to see her after the show, and she fell out. See, the issue with Tamar is that she almost looked like Toni. She almost sing like Toni. She almost danced like Toni. But she ain't Toni. She ain't comfortable in her own skin. She got that Jan Brady syndrome. She ain't never gonna be as cute as Marsha. Everybody say it with me. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
That's why Tamar don't like Raphael Sadiq. Y'all get it? Toni, Toni, Toni. Let's pray that Tamar's okay and gets herself together before she be touring at all the pot bellies by herself. And I love you, but I don't love you like that news. Candy Burris, former member of the group Escape and one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, has a reality show of her own. It's called Candy's Wedding. I think it should be called Candy's Wedding with or without Todd. See, Candy is about to marry her producer boyfriend, Todd. Candy is sitting on millions of dollars. She made a bunch of money in the music industry and has a lucrative sex toy business. Candy's mother, Mama Joyce, thinks that Todd is only after Candy's money. Well, last night on the show, Candy gave her husband-to-be, Todd, a prenup right before her bachelorette party. The document basically gave Todd nothing. Nada, goose egg, zilch, zip zero, she's stingy with De Niro. She might light your wrist, but that's about it. Then the lawyers got involved. Todd's lawyer said that he at least needs to protect his future with her and not go after what she has now, but what they build together. Candy's lawyer said,
whatever, you short, shorty. All is fair in love and business.
Candy's mother was seen dancing a jig with a fifth of E&J, saying,
I told you so, he was just after that money.
But in the real world, the couple is already married, so he must have said, F that agreement, the lady owns a sex toy line, and that's all I really need. I love it when she brings her work home. She nasty. Hey, that's the Cleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleazy Report. With Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.